Welcome to episode 114 of Hit the Mic with the Stacey Harris. Hello, hello. Here we are again. Episode 114, Hit the Mic with the Stacey Harris. I'm your host, the Stacey Harris. And today we're going to talk a little bit about Facebook because I'm getting a lot of notes and emails and questions about an announcement they made not too long ago about some changes coming in January to the news feed and the algorithm and how much content from pages is going to be shown. So I want to talk about that. I also want to let you know that if you ever have questions about this stuff, the place to ask them and the place to be to get answers is the VIP community. So if you go to thestaceyharris.com/VIP, you can join the free VIP community. I'm in there all the time answering questions and connecting. There are some really, really amazing entrepreneurs in there, some really cool people, and everybody's super supportive. So it's a really great community to join over on Google+ if you are looking for some place where you can talk about these kind of things and get answers on these kind of things and figure out some of your frustration. All right, so let's talk about pages and Facebook. Now, you guys know that Facebook is not my favorite network. I use it. It is a tool, but it's just that. It's one tool. It's not my entire social media marketing plan. So let me preface all of this with saying the people who are going to get screwed by this, the people who are going to be in trouble because of this change, is the people who are only relying on Facebook. So if you're that person, if you're somebody who, you know, 90% of your social media efforts are Facebook, this is going to be something you need to pay attention to most of all. And my first tip, my most important tip, is diversify. Start using other networks as well. I use the 2-in-2 method, which is two primary methods and two secondary methods, or two primary networks and two secondary networks. And that allows me to have two networks that I'm sort of all in on. I'm in every day. I'm really focused on. And then two networks that I spend a little bit less time on. So for me, it's Google+ and Twitter as my primary and LinkedIn and Facebook as my secondary. And that's how I sort of structure my foundation of my strategy and where I'm going to be spending time. You'll obviously need to figure out what those networks are for you. But diversifying is going to be the most important thing, no matter what I say next, no matter what Facebook does next. If you're somebody whose Facebook is how you market your business, you're going to need to look elsewhere. So let's talk about what this change is. And I'm going to put in the show notes. If you go to thestaceyharris.com/episode114, you'll find a link to the article actually from Facebook about what is going to be happening and the changes. And so let's talk about the changes. So what's happening is Facebook is going to be limiting the views of what they call overly promotional posts. So they tend to have something like come read, check out, come buy. If you're somebody who's an app developer installing an app, view, listen, purchase, attend. Those words that have that very strict call to action for you to potentially make money. So this is going to be as bad for your free stuff as your paid stuff. So it could be me posting, come listen to the Hit the Mic podcast. Obviously, this podcast is 100% free, but Facebook doesn't care. I'm trying to promote something to you, and so they're going to limit the views on that. So I want to first start by quoting what Facebook says. And like I said, I'll link to where they said this in the blog or in the show notes, so check that out. But here's what they say. Beginning in January 2015, people will see less of this type of content in their news feeds. As we've said before, news feed is already a competitive place. As more people and pages are posting content, competition to appear in the news feed has increased. All this means that pages that post promotional creative should expect their organic distribution to fall significantly over time. So that's what Facebook said. Now, what I find funny about this is they're talking about organic distribution falling significantly. I'm pretty sure you just said my organic distribution has already fallen significantly. How could it get any lower? Well, it sounds like it may actually get a little lower. They're saying that, quote, a majority of pages
will not have and not be impacted by this. I'm not sure that's true. I think it's designed, their intent, from what I am discerning from what they said, their intent is similar to what they did not too long ago with like link clickbait posts and misleading content around the link, that kind of stuff. They're trying to squash that. They're trying to get rid of sort of the amount of spam that is showing up in pages, the amount of false stuff that's showing up from pages on the newsfeed. So you need to be really, really careful about how you're posting things, because if you're somebody who obviously promotes your business through Facebook, which I'm guessing if you're listening to this, you do, I certainly do, you're going to see that organic reach drop even further. Now, that means it's going to be even more important for you to have non-promotional content. I'm finding even the promotional content I share already being a little bit lower, but the non-promotional content I share to be pretty good. But what I'm saying is, if you are going to be promoting something through Facebook, and this is what a lot of people are saying they're trying to get you to do, you're going to want to buy an ad. And an ad is actually pretty valuable anyways, because you're going to be investing in putting those promotions in front of very specific people, because you can target those ads so well, and you can really make sure it's getting to where it needs to be. So I'm not sure that the pay-to-play kind of thing is bad. I'm absolutely not sure that this is a negative thing as far as paying to play. I think that it just means you're going to have to invest a little for your stuff to get, your promotional stuff to get seen. So let's talk a little bit about how you can get around this. And if Facebook is even, because this is the question I'm getting. All of that was really to get to here. The question I'm getting from people is, should I just close my Facebook page? Am I done? Am I just wasting my time on this network that is forcing me to pay money to get anything seen by anybody? And my response to that is no. Facebook is not dead. Facebook is huge still. There is still a ton of really great ways to promote your business on Facebook. Facebook groups. I really think that having a group around your business or marketing yourself in groups is a really great way to market, because there's an emphasis on networking as well. It's community. But also, remember that your engagement is really, really important. You know, one thing that Facebook talks about, and this is another quote from them, is they, quote, take pages' engagement rates into account when deciding when and where to deliver a page's legitimate ads and content. So pages with an artificially inflated number of likes are actually making it harder on themselves to reach the people they care about most. And that's the end quote. And so I want to talk about that for a second, because that's where that engagement piece really comes in. Now, obviously here they're referencing not buying fake likes. I would also lump this into not doing the like for likes or the like parties or fan page Friday or whatever people call them. Don't do that. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of your page's energy, and it's a waste of money, because if you're targeting ads at people who like your page, you're paying to put ads in front of people who are not going to buy anything, because they're not your ideal clients. So if you're doing that, stop doing it. The amount of likes you have on your page is not relevant at this point. The amount of engagement you have on your page is what's relevant. And what I challenge you to do is right now, go to Facebook, open it up. Unless you're driving, then wait. But if you're in front of your computer, open up Facebook, open up your Facebook page, and post something super engaging. Not promotional, not I want you to buy this. Ask your community a question. One thing we do on my page from time to time, and I haven't done this in a while, so maybe we'll do it soon, is a song of the day. Get them to answer a question. Just talk to them and see, after getting just a couple of likes or a couple of comments, how hugely that organic reach grows. It's massive. Even on promotional posts, a great example of this is something I posted not too long ago that was pure promo, but a friend of mine liked it. Another friend of mine commented on it. A couple of clients commented on it because they had purchased it. And the organic reach skyrocketed because people were engaging with it. Whether it was promotional or not, we were getting people to engage with it, and that was what was getting more eyes on it. So, like I was saying, the engagement is going to be really important. So focusing on getting the people who are in there engaged instead of thinking about growing that number that says whatever. That is what people call a vanity metric. That is one that makes you feel warm and good and fantastic and great. And here's a great example of why that's a vanity metric. I recently, in the last couple of months, was able to finally, after like a year, merge my Hit the Mic Marketing Facebook page with my The Stacey Harris Facebook page. This doubled my likes on The Stacey Harris. My organic reach numbers, though, are right about the same because I have not engaged with the people on the Hit the Mic Marketing page in a year because I wasn't using that page. I was using The Stacey Harris. So that obviously, I doubled my likes, but that doesn't mean I got in front of more people. It just means I had more people that I needed to get engaged. And now I'm starting to get them engaged and it's starting to be better. My organic reach is starting to get better. You have to get that happening. And in full disclosure, a big way I have done that is I ran a ad targeted at the people who like my page based on impressions, which is not the cheapest way to go. That was purely an engagement kind of thing. Now, I didn't just boost it. I targeted it through the ads manager specifically at certain people. But there was not a link in it. It was just getting people engaged. And that allowed me to get people engaged, which allowed me to get my page in front of people more and get people used to seeing my face again. So that was a strategy I used to start growing that organic reach on my other stuff was by, again, investing in the pay-to-play model. But anyways, that engagement is critical. I mean, you can see in that example, I doubled my likes and had no improvement in my organic reach until I ran that ad to engage with them. Because that's what the weight is. Now, this is not Facebook's fault. This is not Facebook trying to screw you. Contrary to what a lot of blog posts and tweets are saying right now, this is Facebook trying to secure their business model. You know, their business model is ad revenue. You're not going to pay for ads if people stop using the network, and people are going to stop using the network if they're putting in front of them crap content. That's just the reality. They have to protect their assets, which is that newsfeed. That is their asset. And they have to protect that and make sure it's putting out the best products possible. Now, if you don't like it and you hate Facebook and you want to be mad at Facebook, go ahead, leave Facebook. That's your prerogative. I am not saying that that's the best option. I think there are a lot of people who waste time on Facebook where Facebook is not really where their markets are, to be honest. I don't think everybody needs a Facebook page. I don't think everybody needs anything. It depends on your business and it depends on the strategy you've built for your business. But with that said, if you are going to continue using Facebook, you need to be aware of these changes and you need to be aware that your promotional stuff is not going to be seen as well. And then if you're not getting people engaged, none of your stuff is going to be seen very well. So in 2015, start looking at ways to engage your audience more and start really establishing something that not enough solopreneurs are starting, which is an ad budget. You need to have a budget every month of how much money you are willing to invest in advertising. And that might be Facebook ads, that might be LinkedIn ads, that might be Twitter ads, that may be, I don't know, anything. Whatever it is you decide, but you're running a business and that means you may have to pay to advertise it. You know, no one is shocked that Target pays for advertising. They're a business. They're just bigger than you. They're just huge. So having an ads budget, having a marketing budget, is important. I don't care if you're one person or 1 million people. Okay. That's my little mini rant here at the end of the episode to sort of squish all that together. But all in all, just to sort of recap, these changes are coming. Again, check the show notes to read the article from them. But this is not a cause for crisis. This is a cause for reevaluation. Look at how you're running your page. Look at your strategy on Facebook now. And if you're sitting here listening to me and saying, I don't have a strategy, then that's the thing you need to change. If you're sitting here listening to me and saying, I'm only on Facebook, then that's the thing you need to change. But all in all, what it really comes down to is you making the adjustments with Facebook, and then Facebook can continue to work for you. You just have to work with it. You just have to work with the tool. That's the thing. You don't own Facebook, and they are their own business, and they get to do whatever they want. This is why you have a website too, and not just Facebook. All right. That's what I've got for you today. I know I rambled a bit, but this is something I'm really passionate about because I think that people are saying some crazy, crazy things about this. And I just wanted to get some clear, real stuff out to you, some honest stuff out to you. Obviously, if you have any questions, like I mentioned, and this is why I mentioned at the front of the episode, because I know there's going to be questions after this, come over to the VIP community, thestacyharris.com/VIP. Sign up there to get the link. You'll get the link. You'll join the community on Google+, and ask whatever questions you have about this right there. Because I'm happy to answer them. So that's all I've got really this time. Thank you for listening. I will see you next time. Bye.